Shara Tvuna. Chavetz Chaim in Shmiras HaLashon. Shara Tvuna Perek Tes. The second paragraph. Agav Nevar Matmidus HaBitochen. Says, at the beginning he said that he was going to speak about Bitochen, how it relates to Shmiras HaLashon. A person has Bitochen that everything happens in the Rebbeinu Shalom, so there's no reason to badmouth somebody for taking away customers, for taking away parnasa, covered, whatever it is. It's all from the Rebbeinu Shalom. Va'agav Nevar Matmidus HaBitochen V'novei Achakach L'Inyonim. Agav, we'll discuss Bitochen a little bit before we get back to our topic. David HaMelech Olav HaShalom Omer. David said in Tehillim, B'tach B'Hashem Asei Toiv Shechon Eretz Ure'ei Emuno. Have Bitochen in the Rebbeinu Shalom V'Asei Toiv and do good. Shechon Eretz Ure'ei Emuno. The way the Rashi teaches it, Shechon Eretz means through being Boitech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and doing good, then you will live in the land, you'll live La'urech Yomim, La'richus Yomim, Ure'ei Emuno, and you'll eat the fruits of your Emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, I would have read the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, it's in Lamed Zayin Gimel, he says that a person shouldn't say, B'tach B'Hashem, that a person should be B'teach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and don't say that, if I don't steal, if I don't rob, then I'm not going to have what I need. He says, don't say that. Be B'teach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I give tzedakah, he says, I'm not going to have the money that I need. The beginning of the capital actually starts. David al tischar b'mireim al tikanei b'oisei avlo. Don't be jealous of oisei avlo. Why? Ki kechetzem her yamalu chiyerek deshi yiboylun betach pashem vaseitev shchan yotzei imuno. In other words, it's coming in contrast to the person that is jealous of those that are doing avil. Don't be jealous. Don't. Because if you're b'teichan kadosh baruch hu, you'll be able to do good and you'll reap the benefits. You'll live long and you'll enjoy the fruits of your amuna. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Mitchila hizra sa'odim emidus habitochin. At the beginning of the pasuk, David HaMelech is cautioning, is exhorting people to work on their emidus habitochin. V'achar kach al asiyas ha'toiv. Only after emidus habitochin, then asiyas ha'toiv. Why is that? Ki hu ki yisoyer chazak sheyuchal liyibonis alav kol binyan. Bitochin is the strong foundation that you could build any building on top of the foundation. Once you have a strong foundation, you see here in Eretz Yisrael, they don't build exactly the way they build in America, especially in the places that they have to dig into the ground. It's solid rock, especially here around Yerushalayim. It could take them, when they put up a building, it could take them 3 years to put up a building. 2 years they're digging and making the foundations. After that, the building goes up in no time, in a few months. That once you have the foundation, then the rest of it goes up, you're able to build any building on top of it. Bitochin is the foundation of Asiyas Tov. Why is that? L'mashal gives an example. The Torah commanded us that we should be nizer to learn Torah as much as we possibly could. Ulefachot, and at least bekviyas itum haTorah. Like we were asked, kevat itum haTorah, a person has to be at least kevat itum haTorah. He's not able to learn a full seder, a full day, whatever it is. It has to be a set time that he's kevat itum haTorah. V'chein minesim haTzedakah, and nesim haTzedakah also, to give meiser, to give chomish, whatever it is, to give however much a person has to give. Or anything similar that takes up a person's time, takes a person's money, that relates to Torah mitzvahs, which at first, at face value, it looks like a person is losing their money by giving tzedakah, by learning Torah and not spending the time in his business. Then theoretically, he's losing money. Hefsin mamon, even though we saw him in Yis Revach, it's not like hefsin mamon. It says in Beriget Hechot Tzvila that Balamaita, you're losing money. Time is money, as they say. The Yetzirah convinces him and says, "Pen what am I going to do when I'm older and I'm not able to work so much? If I don't put in the effort now, if I don't invest now, what am I going to do later? I'm going to lose out on the opportunities." And certainly at this time, specifically at such a time where it's an opportune time to invest, it's opportune time, there's always opportune time. It's either, you look at the advertisements, before Yom Tovim, it's 70% off, and then Chol HaMoed, Davar Ovid, it's on sale. You ever see those advertisements? Davar Ovid, they wait for Chol HaMoed, Davar Ovid, it's on sale. And then it's after Yom Tovim, you're able to do it, it's on sale. the sales don't end, they just change. But there's always opportunity. There's always opportunity that that the Yetzirah convinces a person that now's the time. And if you don't go now, if you're not going to now, you're not going to invest now, then you're going to lose out. When's it going to be? Umishtadal hafriya mimeno ideza itza kabula tero. And through that, he tries to thwart a person's plans and it's kvius that he has a term. So he always learns first Seder, he always learns an hour at night, whatever it is that he learns. And the Yetzirah tells him, not tonight, just out of any other night, not tonight, there's a big meeting, there's a big thing, not tonight, you'll make it up, it's not going to be so terrible, v'chulu. He tells you, things have been tough, the stocks are going down, hold back on the tzedakah. Through all types of sorts of tainess. Lakach ba kosev kemazir, betach ba shem shubavada, yash mechoz kol aroi lovoi lcho, vaseitayim. If you're B'teich and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to give you everything that you need, then you'll be able to do Toiv. Why? Al-Yidez, Tuch HaLas is Kol Toiv. Through that, you'll be able to do Kol Toiv. Because if you're convinced that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you everything that you're supposed to get, then there's no question of being Mevatel, you're learning to get to make more money. If you're supposed to make that money, you're going to make the money. Even if you're not Mevatel, you're learning. So if you're B'teich B'Hashem, it enables you much easier to be Asay Toiv. You're able to do what you have to do, because you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you what you have to do, what you're supposed to get. Ukemuz kubi Yerushalmi, and he quotes Yerushalmi, Mezal HaShayni, Be'echad Shoye Leimer V'Habutav Chenlei B'Pragmatio. Somebody that was learning, and they're screaming at him about business. Pirush, Sheyutei Ken HaKainim Sheyoveim Zcheros Limko. Everybody's screaming at him, no, come out, show us what you got to sell. V'Havi Omar Alessano Mevatala Anosi. And he answered that, In Chomi Lemeisi Meisi Hu. I'm not being mevatel the hour that I have set aside for limud Torah. Im roi sheyoveli revach in chomei lemeitzi meitzihu. If it's roi, then I'm going to make the money. Yovel me'atzmi Kadosh Baruch Hu. Aflacha shegmar kviyas limudi. So Yerushalmi says that the person, he wasn't convinced by everybody that was screaming at him. No, you're not going to come now. Now's the fair. Now's the time. Now's your opportunity. You're not going to come now. Then you're going to lose out. And he said, I'm not going to lose out, because I'm supposed to make the money, I'll make the money afterwards. You're right, in economy, now is the time that it looks like that I have to sell. It certainly looks that way. But at the end of the day, if I'm supposed to make the money, I'll make the money. If you saw the Gemara in Brachas of the person that slept in the Hikni Tosi Ishta, he gave money to Tzedakah, and his wife got, he got into a fight with his wife, those that were here in last year. And Rosh Hashanah, he slept in the Beis HaKfar, and he heard the Ruchas speaking. And they told him exactly when he's supposed to plant. And everybody planted at one time, and he planted at a different time. He planted afterwards, and his was one matzliach. So that means everybody's screaming at him, you're a fool. Don't you see that this is the time to plant? Everybody's planting now, this is what they're doing, and you're not planting. And he says, if I'm supposed to get it, I'm going to get it. And he got it. But that's really the etzem. I remember that the Chofetz Chaim says this in Avas Chesed. He says a similar thing. He brings out one of the Tanoim, Medrash, I think it was Remeir, that he didn't leave over anything for his children. He says, if they're supposed to have, they're going to have. Maman of Shach, he says, if they don't deserve to get, so I'm going to leave over for them. If they're Rishayim, they don't deserve it, so I'm going to leave over for them. Elamai the Tzadikim, they deserve, so they're going to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do I have to do? Why do I have to give them? Because we don't work with other people's bitachon. We're not machai of other people's bitachon. But in Echanami, we just saw now that it's not roi to give up for tefillah, even though you're not considered a pshia if you did. But it's not right to give up tefillah for a lack of, because you're not going to, a lack of revachas moment. Even though there's a difference, la halacha, it's brought down in Mishnah Berurah. There's a difference, in Siman Tzadi he talks about, there's a difference between menias revach and hefsid. In other words, if you already have the money and you're going to lose it, that's different than just not gaining money. We're talking about, once already you have the money, once you're going to lose the money. You're right, in a chanami, a person that has emes b'tochen, he's also not going to. The person that gives up al hefsid money, he didn't get tefillah b'tzibur. He didn't get the davening b'tzibur. The person that was b'techen HaKadosh Baruch Hu got the davening b'tzibur and also got the money. Now you have to be on that darga. Chazal weren't mechayiv you to be on everybody to be on the highest darga. But a person that works towards that darga, then Echrami certainly is going to get there. It's interesting, a person spends, there's many people that I know like this, that they invested tremendous amount of money, they were matliach and extremely wealthy, and they would love to support their kids, right? But the kids don't want it. They don't want to be supported. they want to make their own money, understandably. You don't want to feel totally bedasi. You're a person is mishubed for himself. He's not 100%. So they spent all this time and money, all this time and effort, making money that they should have enough money to support their family for whatever it is, and the kids don't even want it. So, when do they get it? Are they supposed to get the money or not supposed to get the money? When they get it? After May of Esther. That's when they get the money. And they get the same money from their parents. But it's interesting that a person, Be'etzem, that's what Meir was saying, that I'm not going to leave you over, I'm not going to spend the time to have extra money to leave over for my kids. They're supposed to get money. They're going to get money from Kadosh Baruch Hu. If they're not supposed to, they won't. Does that mean you shouldn't help out your children? What does that mean? That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about... He's playing with their own... No. He's talking about his own Avedas Hashem. What did he give up from his own Avedas Hashem? That's what he's talking about. But that the general... What Yushalmi is telling you is that if this is supposed to come, it's going to come regardless of the fact that I'm not stopping during first Avedas. And this Nageah... I'm going to... Just two stories that I heard recently. When I heard last week, somebody told me that he was dealing with somebody that he was learning in Kerala. And at a certain point, he says that his parents don't really have so much money to support him. He's going out. But one thing's for sure, he's not taking a job that's going to take away from his first Seder. He's going to find a job that's only second Seder night. But first Seder, he's going to have a first Seder. Get to the person that was very close to him, Rebbe Vivas, who was telling me the story, said that a few weeks later, he still didn't have a job. And he started looking at other things that were cutting into first Seder. Starting at 11 o'clock, starting at 12 o'clock, starting whatever it was. So Rebbe said to him, what's going on over here? A few weeks ago, you decided that no matter what, it's not going to be a first Seder. It's not going to be... And you shouldn't change from that. And he gave him chizik, and he said, you're right, in economy. He said, that day, the Rebbe, he was telling me the story, he says, that day, somebody came over to him and asked him if he knows anybody for a certain job. He said that he didn't take the job. The guy didn't take the job, but somebody came over to him that day and said, do you know anybody that needs a job for, and work in the afternoon hours, his own hours, whenever he wants? He said it was just a little message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Hayipalem Hashem Davar, like it doesn't express, you know? If you're supposed to get the job, you get the job, then it will be only for the afternoon. This guy didn't take the job, for whatever reason, didn't take the job. But there's jobs like that. And if you're strong in your convictions, and you decide that this is what's important for Avedas Hashem, don't give it up. Somebody else told me a story now. He said that a friend was telling his wife that she was just offered a job in... She lives outside Yerushalayim. She was offered a job in Yerushalayim, much closer than where she lives now, and a much better pay. Double the pay that she's getting now. Momish, everything is great. But they wanted her to bring into her house, she should have WhatsApp. And by her, it was important that she shouldn't have WhatsApp. Now, everything for her was better in this job. The place, the pay, the time, everything was better. But she decided that she's not going to take it. So the wife was saying to her, kol hakavod. You momish give up something because of... She didn't even look at her kol hakavod. She says, it wasn't even a tzad. In other words, that's really what the Chofetz Chaim is saying. Whatever place that a person decides that this is Avodas Hashem, whether it's first Seder, whether it's night Seder, whether it's whatever it is that whatever technological devices he decided that he will have, he won't have, wherever he drew his red line, that's where your line is. Make sure that you don't dip below that line. No matter how enticing it seems and however, if you decide that this is what's best for you, then this is what's best for you. This is what you need for your Avodas Hashem, then everything else is just the Yetzer Hara. Everything else is the Yetzer Hara. How many stories have we heard about the people about Shabbos that they came and they decided to close this place? We grew up with these stories. And Chatzos is closing the store and they came to him right before Chatzos and they wanted to buy a tremendous amount of materials or whatever it is. And he decided, no, he's not doing it. He's not closing his store. It doesn't make a difference. This is what he decided for Avodas Hashem and it's not going to, he's not. And he says, you're going to be losing hundreds of thousands of dollars. He says, I don't care. I'm supposed to get it. I'm supposed to get it. This is what I'm doing for Avodas Hashem. And sure enough, afterwards, he did. Somebody was so impressed with him, they sent all their... You don't always know the end of the story. That's not the Nekuda. The Nekuda is... Like the Chofetz Chaim continues in the next paragraph. And I think this is a... If a person can really inculcate this idea, it's a life changer. Vineze dover sha'aseichol yichaveh ovadeh. Continues the Chofetz Chaim, he says, this is something, this is a quote from the Lashon Mesil Tesharim. Ze dover sha'aseichol yichaveh ovadeh. This is something that intellect obligates, necessitates. That a person should understand this. Ki echi tochen shekadosh baruch hu yigara min adam mezaynei shekavalei b'rosh hashana avor shleirot levat lazman hakabula leter. How is it shayach that a kadosh baruch hu is going to make it, they're going to lose money because you didn't want to do, you weren't, a kadosh baruch hu decided that in Rosh Hashanah you're making $1 million this year. So now, because you decided that you're mivatel your time for learning, you're going to lose that, and you're only going to make $900,000 this year. Is it shaykh? Is it shaykh? Because the Baruch is going to say, because you were kaveh, itim latero, and you did what I wanted you to do, you're going to lose money. So it's not shaykh. Not shaykh. And let's say Lamaisa, he wasn't able to sell it. He's got this thing that he's trying to sell for already 2 years. Finally the guy tells him, I want to buy it. So he tells him, come at 2 o'clock. My seder's over at 1. Come at 2 o'clock. I guess the guy shows up at 12:30. And he wants to buy it. He says, listen here, I can't come now. He says, I'm leaving. I'm flying, I have a flight. I'm not flying a flight. Kids are short enough, the guy flies, and he's left, he's stuck with the thing for the last 2 years. He's stuck with this piece of property that he wanted, whatever it was, and a big, he lost that. How can he tell me that he didn't lose that? He did lose that. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Afo pikin al yidek mizah. Nevertheless, don't worry. Ki har be si besi yesh lamokim, im lo yibiyim zeh, yitin lo yibiyim acher. If a person doesn't make it over here, he'll make it over there. If he's supposed to make the money, it could be he's not supposed to make the money. If he's not supposed to make the money, he's not going to make the money no matter what happens. But if he is supposed to make the money, he's not going to lose it because he spent the time invested in Avodas Hashem. Because he went with his Kviyas Atero, because he gave his tzedakah that he was supposed to give, whatever it is, he's not going to lose that. V'yeda lanochen ki ar kloy zmana kavua leterov shel shana zu, v'ad rosh hashana, k'moy shomer chazal, v'vad yishula ma shenigzlai min ha-shamayim. It's not in 50 years he's going to get it. If he's supposed to make it, then by the time L'moyed hazeh ke'ez chayol esarabein. L'moyed hazeh, you put a charitz in the wall like Chazal say, and he says when the sun comes back to this point, you're going to have a child. Let's buy this next Rosh Hashanah. For sure you'll have the money. It's not in 100 years, not in Olam Haba. Buy next Rosh Hashanah. Because it's broke with the size in Rosh Hashanah, how much money a person can have in the next Rosh Hashanah. If you didn't make the money in Tishrei, you'll make it in Shvat. If you didn't make it in Shvat, you'll make it in Sivan. If you didn't make it in Sivan, you'll make it before Chof Tes Elul. You'll make it. You'll get the money. Ve'ein acharitas v'hishtadlus b'yoyser mal mu'umo. An extra hishtadlus, effort, doesn't help at all. Ki v'vadei lo yitesef le mu'umo yidei zeh she'yavol retenu shal kadosh baruch hu v'yafriya se'eis ha'kvur le'el divrei Torah. Certainly, you're not going to gain anything by going k'neged the ratzon kadosh baruch hu. Kadosh baruch hu says you be kavei yitim la'Torah. It's one of the first questions that they ask you. Kavati yitim la'Torah. And you decide, no, I'm not being kavei yitim la'Torah because I want to make more money. Now you're going to make more money because of that. Kadosh baruch hu is going to give you more money because you went k'neged kadosh baruch hu. Similarly, if a person doesn't give tzedakah, you're going to gain money because you didn't give tzedakah. Parenthetically, he says, there are people that are Kaddish Baruch Hu, they're so terrible, the mamash kreifer in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that a Kaddish Baruch Hu says, if you're good for me, then in a khanami, take your whole schar and ilam hazen. You're right, in a khanami, the more you do kenegin me, the more schar I'll give you. Because all your schar I'm going to give you in this world, I'm not going to give you in the next one. That's somebody that's kafir in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but they're both saying. Don't think that you're going to gain by going connect Kaddish Baruch Hu. This person is also not gaining. He's gaining this world, but he's going to end up in deep trouble in the next world. But it seems like he's gaining because Vinay really is, theoretically, because he's getting all this chara in this world. But the standard person, there's no tzad in the veld that you're going to lose out by doing the Ratzon of Kaddish Baruch Hu. Ein adam shemei ali umafsir.